You are listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
The Reverend Lucy Winkett, Rector of St James's Piccadilly.
Good morning. The killing of 19 children aged between 7 and 10 and two teachers in Texas on Tuesday has reverberated around the world's newsrooms, but also in the heart of every parent who draws their child more closely to them today. Over the last 48 hours, the facts have been rehearsed again. If a child or a teenager dies in the US, the most likely cause today is a gun. There are now 120 guns for every 100 people. What's more, the production of pistols and semi-automatic handguns almost doubled during the pandemic to 5.5 million new guns a year. In this context, there are twin reactions to the atrocity at Robb Elementary School that, when taken together, are utterly shocking. An armed adult goes into a school and shoots defenceless children dead. Everyone is shocked, but no one seems surprised. So the tears that well up are tears of grief, yes, but also of helplessness. My cheeks burn with shame at my useless words and weak gestures, and burn with fury that we're here again, and that the conversation is repetitive and futile, and that the grown-ups don't seem to be able to figure out what to do, making the same points over and over again, fueled by vested interests of money and power. Here we are again, entrenched in action, sustained by polarised views. In the meantime, if you're black, shopping in a supermarket, or a child at school, or a teacher just doing your job, in the light of the past 2 weeks in America, you might feel that at any moment the door will open and a man with a gun will threaten your life or brutally take it away. Without offering false comfort, the Christian tradition confronts human beings with the truth that the seeds of all violence, aggression, prejudice and hatred are to be found in every human heart, and acknowledges that the rotting ideologies of, amongst others, white supremacy or incel culture grow from those seeds. Ideologies which lie alongside the decision-making of an individual who, in this and every case, alone is accountable for their violence. The valley of the shadow of death seems long today in Texas, in Ukraine, in the DRC and many other places. That shadow threatens to block the sun, although it seems to be part of the human condition that we're made to walk that valley's contours as we make our way through the world. But in the words of that same psalm, the urgent task for human beings is to resolve not to fear evil, but actively to confront it and defeat it, every time, every day, with love.
That was Thought for the Day with the Reverend Lucy Winkett.